Picture this, Carmilla. It's a lazy Saturday, and you and I want to do something together as a couple. What does that day look like?
It looks like a romantic trip to Costco.
That's right, Costco. And you know what I like to buy at Costco, right?
Yeah.
What?
Wine and clothes.
Oh, boy. Now you're just letting it all right. Okay. So this week, we're going to see what we think about some Kirkland signature Cabernet Sauvignons. What do you say?
Ooh, sounds great.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Hello, and welcome to the Wine Pair Podcast. I'm Joe, your sommelier of reasonably priced wine, and this is my wife and my wine pairing partner in crime, Carmilla.
Hi there.
And we are the Wine Pair. Yay. Okay, a quick orientation for those of you who may be new to the podcast. In each episode, we learn about and we taste and review three wines that are reasonably priced, that means under $20, and are or should be easy for you to find. And our goal is to have some fun, to learn about some new wines you may want to try, and expand your wine horizons while taking some of the stuffy and the boring out of wine, right, Carmilla?
Mm-hmm.
And as of the October issue, we are officially recommended by the editors of Decanter Magazine, who describe our podcast as fun, irreverent, chatty, and entertaining.
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome. And we go to Costco on Saturdays.
Yeah, and they said, and they go to Costco. No, they didn't say that.
We're entertaining, fun, chatty, and
shopping. And shopping. So, Carmilla, it's also episode number 50.
Wow.
We've made it 50 episodes through.
And we haven't killed each other yet.
No, not yet, but no. Maybe today.
Oh, no.
This week, Carmilla, we are going back to our Costco Kirkland Signature Brand Wine Challenge. I feel like there should be echo. And in this episode, as I mentioned in the intro, we are going to do a Cabernet Sauvignon Challenge.
Oh, Wow. This is going to be something.
Yeah. So first, you may be asking yourself, what is a Costco challenge?
Well, it's...
No, you're asking yourself. Don't answer it. I'm asking.
They're asking themselves.
Like, no, you're asking yourself.
Oh, I'm asking myself? Yeah. Shouldn't I know what it is?
Oh, boy. Will you just ask yourself?
Okay, I'll ask myself. Hey, Joe. Or no, I'm asking you.
Okay, just...
What in the world is a Costco challenge?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We did an episode a few months ago where the challenge was about Kirkland Signature Chardonnay. Uh-huh. And the challenge was basically to taste test how we feel about Costco Kirkland brand wines.
Oh.
And we want to do it because we want to see if we like the wines and we want to see if we think they're worth recommending to all of our friends and family and everybody out there in listening land. And as you would expect, all of the wines that we taste and review in these episodes come from where, Carmilla?
Costco!
Yeah, and at least one of the wines has to be a Kirkland signature brand wine, duh.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, in this episode, all three of the Cabernet Sauvignons we're going to try are Kirkland signature.
Wow.
Whoa, right?
That's amazing.
Okay, so why do you think maybe we do these challenges, Carmilla? Why? Why would we do a Costco?
Costco ones
specifically?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we love to go to Costco.
Yes.
And you love to buy wine at Costco. Mm-hmm. And I think other people probably buy wine from Costco because it's reasonably priced.
Yes.
You can buy it in bulk.
That's right.
And there's usually a Costco in your area.
A lot of times there are.
Most of the time.
That's
maybe
right.
Not always, but that's my thoughts
that's
around
awesome.
That question.
I totally.
How'd I do?
No, you did great.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Costco, we've mentioned this before in our previous Costco episode, but Costco wines are very popular.
Mm.
And even if people don't want to admit it, they're buying those Costco wines.
Why wouldn't they want to admit it?
I don't know. But you know, because sometimes they're inexpensive and maybe you don't want to put that out on a, you know, in front of family and friends. But you know what? We will do it. We will do it
for
gladly.
Sure. Sure,
do you know,
sure.
And Costco is the biggest wine retailer in the United States, which is kind of amazing. And they sell about $2 billion with a B dollars worth of wine every year.
Wow.
And according to an article I found on the interwebs on private labels, it says that about 15% of the wines they sell are private label. So that's like $300 million a year
amazing.
In private label wine. So they're selling a lot of wine.
Wow.
And I think the other reason why I wanted to do another one of these Kirkland signature brand wine challenges is because they're of our episodes, they're kind of popular.
Oh, like, people
they're
are
showing,
listening.
Yeah, they're showing up like you do a Google search, like our episode shows up. And so people like it. They're interested. They want to know what we think or what somebody thinks about Kirkland wines and are they worth buying? So there you go. So you know what? If people out there want to get our opinions on Kirkland brand signature wines, we are happy to oblige.
Oh, of course, because we're going there anyway.
That's right. That's right.
So why not just shop
why not
wine for the for the podcast.
For our friends.
Yeah. For you guys out there, our friends out there.
That's right. That's right. So you can see, Carmela, that I am not the only one who loves to shop for wine at Costco.
True.
But I will admit it, I do get excited every time you want to go to Costco for supplies for baby cakes, your cake business.
Yes, I know. I know. And then I just lose you. I'll get lost.
I'll see you in a little bit.
And you get lost in the wine section. So yes. It's perfect.
There you go. And obviously, we are choosing a very popular wine from Costco and a wine that's popular all over the world, but especially in the United States in Cabernet Sauvignon. And pretty much no matter what list you look on of like most popular wines or highest selling wines or whatever, like Cabernet Sauvignon is going to be in the top five. It may be even in the top one, right? And it's pretty much a battle for red wines. It's pretty much a battle between Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Pinot Noir. But in the U.S., and we are based in the U.S., I know we have a lot of listeners who are not based in the U.S., but in the U.S., Cabernet Sauvignon is probably number one. Mm. Like, it's probably the number one red wine. And we'll talk a little bit about why that is in a little bit.
Okay.
And then, so I just felt like hey, Carmela, if we're going to do a Costco Kirkland signature brand wine challenge, it feels like we should probably do a Cabernet Sauvignon for at least one of the episodes.
I guess so.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about, again, why Cabernet is so popular. And we're going to talk about the Cabernet Sauvignons we're tasting today, and all of which, again, are signature brand wines. But first...
Whoa.
Carmela, we have to do our shameless plug, don't we?
Do it.
I do. Okay. So if you enjoy what you're hearing today, we would so much appreciate you subscribing to our podcast. And we would love it if you would leave us a nice rating and review. So people who stumble upon us will tune into our podcast and say, oh my gosh, where have you been all my life?
Exactly.
That's right. And you can follow us or reach out to us on Instagram at The Wine Pair Podcast, or you can contact us on our website, thewinepairpodcast.com. Not .gov or .edu, but .com.
Okay.
And as we do every week, we'll tell you someone we think you should tell about the Wine Pair Podcast. And this week, we think you should tell, this is going to be obvious, we think you should tell anyone who loves their Cab Sauvs and who loves their Costco brand wines. What do you say?
Well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm,
which is a lot of people. So you've got a lot of people to tell.
Okay, I think you're probably right.
Am I going too far?
No, but I was thinking maybe those people, they already know about this episode. Not about this episode, but they know about those wines. And they know they can get them at Costco.
But they don't know about us.
Okay, I get it.
So you're telling them about us. You're right. They're like, hey, man.
These people like what you like. They like to shop for wine at Costco.
You should listen to them.
Right.
You may really like them as much as you like Costco.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And they may give you a hot dog.
I mean, that's big.
They may give you a hot dog.
Okay. But there are samples you can just get along the way, too, you know.
Not of the hot dogs. You got to buy that. They're like $1.50 or something. Anyway,
best price in town.
So let's talk about... I'm just ignoring you. Let's talk about why Cabernet Sauvignon is so popular. Sauvignon, by the way, it's Sauvignon. It's so popular. So I think many of you who have listened to the podcast know that I'm not a huge Cabernet Sauvignon fan.
I know, and I'm kind of surprised because the last challenge was about Chardonnay. What's steering that boat?
Well... because people love those wines.
Okay.
I may not always love them, or at least not, I may not always love the more popular versions of them, but you know what? People love them. People buy them.
We're for the people.
Right. So, and it doesn't mean I don't actually like Cabernet Sauvignon. The kind that I don't love as much is that California style of Cabernet Sauvignon, which is what you're going to find all over the place in the United States. I find it super oaky, high in alcohol, not a lot of acidity, not a ton of complexity. And I say this, it feels like it's punching you in the face.
Bam.
Like it's so much flavor, it's punching you in the face. Oh. It's got, you know, it's like as subtle as a semi-truck.
My God.
But there are Sauvignon, Cabernet Sauvignons that I like. I do think they're a little harder to find here in the U.S. And I liken it to the way beer is harder to find in the United States that isn't either a lager or a super hoppy IPA.
Mm.
You know, I like my Cabernet Sauvignons a little softer, a little more subtle. So as we taste and review these wines, you're just going to have to gauge your taste versus mine. If you like big, bold, heavy Cabernet Sauvignons,
if you like to be punched in the face.
If you want to be punched in the face, then you're probably...
Every once in a while, not a bad punch.
Yeah, and that's what we describe, and we say we don't like it as much, but you like it, then you know you should buy it.
If you want
that's good for you.
Black eye, that's swollen nose.
That's right. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, sorry.
So some of you do, you know, again, some people really do like those bigger wines. Sometimes they're called flabby wines, or sometimes they're called like fat wines, but there's a reason for that. They're actually, those are wine terms, and they're real things. They tended to have have to do with how the wine feels in your mouth. And
it's not
people,
offensive then. It's not like, oh, you're such a flabby wine.
No, no. I tend not to like those. I tend like to like more of the high acid kind of wines. That's my style. Mm-hmm. And there's a great article from Decanter, our friends in Decanter, in our show notes that talks more about like what is this body in the wine? What does a fat or flabby wine mean? And one of the points that they make, which I think is really interesting, kind of the bigger point, is that American winemakers are trying to cater to an American public. This is their what they posit. They're trying to cater to an American public that has been raised on strong tastes, things like soda, like really strong taste. Mm-hmm. And that kind of taste a lot of times appeals to more of the American palate. And I think sometimes like the French palate or the Italian palate may not like that as much. It's kind of like, you know, when you have desserts in the United States, they tend to be really sweet.
Right.
But if you have desserts in like Italy, they're not always super
sweet. No, they're not.
Sweet.
You're right. That's very true. Interesting. So that's kind of what's driving that desire to have these bigger, bolder flavored wines.
Yeah. I just think it fits the American palate better. Yes. That's not right or wrong. Mm. It just is. It is what it is. It's not, you know, again, it's not exactly the way I feel about it, but that's fine. That's that's my deal. And what's interesting is European winemakers don't always try to, right? They're not always trying to cater to the American palate. Some are. They're creating bigger wines that are kind of like in the American style. But I think that's why French producers of Cabernet Sauvignon, and most famously that's in the Bordeaux region, they rarely create wines made of Cabernet Sauvignon that are only Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm. In fact, they are very rarely only Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm. They're usually blended, and they're blended with grapes like Merlot or Cabernet Franc, etc. Why do you think they would blend them with other grapes, Carmela?
Well, because it may make it a little more subtle.
Yes.
You know, they're trying to blend some of those, you know, to kind of diffuse some of the bigger flavors.
Exactly. Maybe? Trying to balance them out a little bit, maybe mellow them out, maybe smooth them out a little bit.
Okay.
That's right. You know, what's interesting is, again, the home of Cabernet Sauvignon in France is Bordeaux. But in Bordeaux, they grow more Merlot than they grow Cabernet Sauvignon, which is really funny because if you went to California, it's kind of like the other way around. In California, they grow about twice as much Cabernet Sauvignon as they do Merlot. So that's really interesting.
Mm.
So enough about my thoughts on Cabernet Sauvignon, because you know what? People like it. It's here to stay. They're going to keep buying it. It's very, very popular. And, you know, there's people who have a very different feel. And this is what's fun about drinking wine and tasting wine, is you find out what your palate says. I like it, right?
Right.
And then you drink it. But why do you think, Carmela, Cabernet Sauvignon is so popular?
Well, I think you were, of course, touching on the fact that a lot of Americans, if we're talking about Americans anyway.
Well, not anybody. I mean, well, Cabernet Sauvignons are popular all over the world. I think they're especially popular in the United States, but they're popular all over the world.
Sure, sure. So I think definitely some people would really enjoy that full-bodied, rich, fruity, fruit-forward flavor that they get from the Cabernet.
Definitely.
It sort of hits the marks for them.
Definitely.
It's everywhere. And at least, like, you can find it in every store. There's definitely plenty of it everywhere. And so people have just become very accustomed to drinking it.
Totally
agree.
So, and seeing it. And
And they've tasted it once and they've had a good experience. And then they just kind of keep going back for more.
Yeah.
It's usually consistently, you know, the flavors that they might be looking for.
Yeah, I think that's right on. Any other reasons?
I don't know.
I've got a couple.
What do you think?
One, I'm like agreeing with you on maybe a little bit slight twist on some of the things you said.
Okay.
So the first, it's dependable, right? Like,
true.
You know, when you get a Cabernet Sauvignon, especially an American Cabernet Sauvignon, you know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a surprise. If you like it, you know you're going to like it. And so, you know, if you're going to spend your hard-earned money on wine, and, you know, that's what you want to do, like, you want to get something probably that you're going to feel confident in.
Right.
And
well,
so,
and the thing is, too, is if you're going to order a glass of wine, you usually, not many people,
they're going to stray too far.
Maybe I'm wrong about this, because it depends on what night of the week it is.
True.
Maybe they're just going to have one glass.
Yeah.
And why are they going to waste it on something?
But
I feel that way.
Agree.
I don't want to like, oh, I'm going to order this glass of wine, but I may not like it. Well, that's no fun.
Exactly.
You want to love it.
Yeah, I agree. So I think that dependability has something to do with it. I think, like you said, it's ubiquitous. Cabernet Sauvignon is actually a grape that grows pretty easily, and it grows in a lot of places. Almost, it's the most widely planted wine grape on earth.
Mm.
So I think that's a big factor in why it's so popular.
Right.
There's just
a lot of it.
And we've talked about this before. Does supply impact demand? I think so. I think, you know, you go to the wine store, you go to your grocery store, there's a lot of Cabernet Sauvignon. Like, of course, it's going to sell a lot because there's a lot of it and it's pretty reasonably priced. And, you know, it's it's easy to find. Mm. So why not, right?
You kind why of not?
Why not? Okay. Another one is, like you said, I think people just like that style. Yeah. I think people like this big style, this big, bold wine. I think they like the high tannins. You talk about this sometimes. Sometimes it feels like it's a meal in and of itself.
Right, right.
Right? So we always talk about how wine is like the fifth food group. Mm-hmm. But there's some people who's like, you know what? I just want to drink a glass of wine. Right. And I want that to be a really enjoyable, maybe luxurious or something kind of experience. Mm-hmm. And not that you can't drink Cabernet Sauvignon with food, because we'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, it's that, like you said, I'm going to have one glass of wine. And I want it to be a good one that I'm really going to like, and it's going to make me feel fulfilled.
Exactly.
Yep. And then the last one is about food. It's a wine that goes really well with red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Americans eat
a lot of red meat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a lot of red meat. Mm-hmm. And so it feels pretty natural that you're going to drink a wine that goes with the food in your culture. And we are in America, and a lot of Americans eat that red meat.
That's true. Oh my goodness.
So there you go. Okay. So I get it. Look, I get it, Carmela. People like Cabernet Sauvignon. That's fine with me.
Fine.
Is it fine with you?
It's fine with me. It's absolutely fine.
And we're not trying to buck the crowd.
No, we're doing
why would
a show
we buck it?
It?
We're not bucking it.
What?
We're not bucking
saying,
any crowd.
Why are you saying that?
Well, it sounds bucking. Sounds interesting.
Wow.
I'm not trying to buck the crowd.
Are you a duck?
No, I'm a buck.
Okay. What goes buck? Are you a chicken?
No, I'm buck. I'm not bucking the crowd. Okay.
And I
am actually really excited to try these Cabernets from Costco. And there is, you know, there's one local one that's not expensive that I like from Chateau Saint-Michel. So we'll see if any of them kind of remind me of that. So what do you say?
I'm ready.
Well, we're not going to taste it yet, because we're going to learn a little bit about these Cabernet Sauvignons from Kirkland Signature Brand. Okay, so... Again, I'm repeating all of this, but all the wines we're having today are Kirkland Signature brand. They have that little label on them, Kirkland Signature.
Okay, and they're single grape. I mean, it's all Cabernet.
It's just 100%. Yes, 100%. Good question. It's because they do have red wine blends there, and a lot of them have Cabernet on them. But no, these are straight, just 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a great question.
Okay.
And it seems to me that beyond their basic Cabernet Sauvignon, which we do have today, they're working with more and more local winemakers to label their wines along with the Kirkland brand, which is kind of an interesting trend.
Mm-hmm.
So like in Washington State, we're in Washington State. All of you out there in listening land, we're in Washington State. If you haven't been, come and visit us. We'll invite you over for Sunday night dinner.
Yes,
it's really fun.
Yes, please
anyway,
do.
But we see a lot, and Costco's based in Washington State, but we see quite a few Washington State wines when we go to Costco, and also Washington wines that are Kirkland Signature. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of assuming in other states like that make a lot of wine, like California and Oregon and New York and Virginia, they may also be seeing other local wines that have this Kirkland Signature on it. Mm. I don't know. I'm not sure. I would love for anybody out there in listening land to let us know.
Right.
And I would also love to know if you're seeing Kirkland Signature wines that are from Washington State.
Right. That would be interesting.
I'm actually really curious.
I have an idea.
Go ahead. Go
Let's
for it.
Let's go on a Costco road trip.
Let's do it. We'll visit a Costco in every state, 50
oh
states.
Oh my gosh.
We'll even drive to Hawaii. We're going to drive to Hawaii.
Let's drive to Hawaii.
Okay, we're going to do it.
That would be interesting, though.
To drive to Hawaii?
Yes.
I don't know if we'd make it if we drove. We need chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
My God. But no, we're going to do that. That'll be our excuse to travel everywhere. We're just going to go from Costco to... We're going to Costco hop.
And we're going to just go to the wine section.
Yes.
There you go.
I love clothes.
I love it. It's a date.
Wine and clothes.
We're going to have 50 dates.
We're gonna drink wine well, and we're going to be dressed well.
Get dressed well. Mm-hmm. Okay. So another thing on this subject, and I think everybody knows this, is that Costco actually doesn't make their own wine. You probably knew that, right?
Well, now you're telling me. I don't know if I knew that or not.
Yeah.
They don't have their own, like, actual... They don't have a vineyard.
They don't have a vineyard. Yeah.
Okay.
But because of the local wine connections that we mentioned a minute ago, again, Costco is actually starting to be a little bit clearer about who is making some of their wines.
Hmm.
The big California, I'm still not sure who makes that wine.
Mm-hmm.
Totally sure. But the other ones, they're saying it right on the bottle.
Hmm.
So that first one is the one I'm not super clear about. It's our first wine. It's the main Costco Kirkland brand Cabernet. It comes in a big 1.5 liter bottle, and it's called California Cabernet Sauvignon. It's
oh
a magnum.
God.
It's a B.A.
What?
B.A.
What are we
going
to do tonight? We're not going anywhere,
we
obviously.
We are not going anywhere.
No.
Now,
holy cow.
The rumor is that it's made by E&J Gallo, which is a huge winemaker in the United States, and they own a ton of other wine brands.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't they want everybody to know?
Because I think that's probably the agreement. It's probably the agreement. Yeah. It's probably the agreement, like some scale agreement or something.
Okay.
E&J Gallo also makes other wines like Barefoot, yuck, Apothic, Black Box, La Marca. So La Marca Prosecco is actually E&J Gallo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this wine is a bargain based just on the size alone. It's huge. Like, look at the bottle.
I know.
It's
ginormous.
I know. It's huge. It's two bottles and it's under $10. Two bottle equivalent and it's under $10, right?
Okay, I don't know about this. Okay, I know we got it at Costco.
But look, I mean, if we like this wine, and this wine does okay in some taste testings, like if it's that cheap and it's got decent ratings, some places are giving it ratings in the upper 80s. Like,
my God.
Buy that wine all day.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
Wow.
So the second wine we have is another great price point. It's another Kirkland Signature wine called Kirkland Signature Columbia Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm. And this one we do know a little bit more about. It comes from the Columbia Valley, which is right here in Washington State. And according to Reverse Wine Snob, which is a great site, it's made by a vintner named Brandon Rice, who has been a winemaker for a large custom wine bottling plant run by some place called Milbrandt Vineyards. I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. And he worked at some of their wineries. And this is what they wrote, and I'm taking their word for it. I'm just going to believe them.
Okay.
Why would they lie?
Right. Don't question.
I don't know. And so this wine is aged in French and American oak for 16 months. So I think it's going to be pretty oaky and pretty tannic, and especially because we're drinking it young. Now, I did open up these wines about a half an hour ago.
Smart.
So they're kind of breathing a little bit, but I think they're going to be pretty tannic and they're going to punch us in the face.
Ugh.
And they have American oak. And so, Carmela, what is American oak? Do you remember what we know about American oak? That's right, Carmela. It is very oaky. No, it's very strong. And so we're going to drink it young.
Is that obvious? Really,
mm-hmm.
That's the answer.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting, Decanter gave this wine a 90 rating.
Wow.
So we're going to see if we trust our friends at Decanter. How about that?
Of course we will.
And then our final wine is another Kirkland Signature from Washington State. It's called Kirkland Signature K-Vine Waluki Slope Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon. And so these wines are made by a winemaker we like named Charles Smith.
Mm-hmm.
We tried their Kirkland Signature Chardonnay K-Vine. We also like a wine that Charles Smith makes called Kung Fu Girl Riesling.
I thought so. Yeah. Yes.
And remember that pop-up sparkling Chardonnay that we had?
Ooh, I love that one.
That's also same dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exciting.
So, now, for a Costco wine, this is on the expensive side.
Ooh,
it was
figured.
$13.99.
Holy cow.
Holy mackerel.
No.
And it's also a single vineyard.
Wow.
What do you think that means, Carmela? A single vineyard wine.
I bet it is that it just comes from one vineyard.
You got it. And why would that?
I love the obvious
I know,
answers.
But now, here's the hard question. Why would that be a big deal?
Well, perhaps it's like a purebred.
It's a horse. It is not a horse.
It's a horse.
No, it's
wine.
Not a horse.
No, but I'm just thinking it's like people might enjoy that or might think that's kind of cool. It's a little like one vineyard wine. It's like a pure wine or a, you know, just coming from one place, it might be really extra consistent, or
that's
somebody
right.
might feel really good about it being, you know, knowing that it's going to be great every time.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know.
No, you're totally right. And like your dad talks a lot about single vineyard Barolos and single vineyard Barbarescos. And I think the assumption is like, if they're going to name the vineyard, it's probably going to be good. And then, you know, it just, the grapes just come from that vineyard.
Right.
And they're not sourced from a bunch of different places. So you kind of know exactly what you're getting. And it should be, assumption is it's supposed to be good.
Yeah. And especially if it's gotten reviews, like good reviews, and you know, it's all coming from one place, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
So, on a total side note, James Suckling gave this wine, at least the 2020 version, 91 points.
Okay.
Which is nothing new because James Suckling gives everything 90 points or more.
Hey, is James
everything.
Suckling a real person?
I think, James Suckling, if you're out there, you know, let's do it. Mano a mano. Let's talk. No, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure he's a very nice person.
I'm sure he's got a great personality.
I do. Even if his ratings are.
Yeah. I mean, besides anything else, great personality.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
We'd have him for Sunday dinner.
We'd have him for Sunday dinner.
No.
With a nice Chianti.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. that's enough. Okay, that's enough. With whatever he likes.
We give him, we'll serve him this 91 the point K-Von. Cabernet.
Yes.
Yeah, and just see how he likes
it. And we put a different label on it. And ooh, we'll see.
Blind taste testing, James Suckling. We're calling you out.
Hey, I want to know this guy.
Okay. Okay, enough. Let's get to tasting some wine. What do you say? James Suckling, I don't want you to talk to my wife. Should we taste some wine?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Okay, we are back and we're ready to try our first wine in our Costco Kirkland brand signature. I just screwed up.
You might just have to put that in there.
All right, we are back. And this is the fourth time I'm trying to say this. I'm going to get it right this time. We are back and we are ready to try our first wine in our Costco Kirkland signature brand Cabernet Challenge.
Woo! I did it. Good
you guys
job,
don't understand how many times I screwed that up. Okay.
And he hasn't had one sip
no,
of wine.
No, not one sip of wine. I've smelled it. Maybe that's bad enough. Okay, here we go. So this is the Kirkland Signature California Cabernet Sauvignon. It is from California. We don't know where in California. Oh, it is just from California.
Could and it anywhere. Is a mighty large bottle.
It is. So this is produced by Costco, probably E&J Gallo. This is a 2020. It is $7.99 for a magnum. So that's the equivalent of about $4 a bottle. Mm. We got it at Costco. How about that? It is 13% alcohol. It is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. And it did get an 87 from the Beverage Testing Institute. Carmela, what's wrong with my voice? What are you smelling?
Okay, I think it's
now. We did have these open for a while.
Yeah, I think it's a little smoky.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some plum on it, maybe.
Okay, plum. I'm getting cherry, red cherry. But I'm also getting some, I think, plum, some dark fruit.
Yes, definitely. Definitely fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely fruity.
I'm getting a little smoke. I'm getting a little bit of spice on it, actually. A little spice.
Hmm. Okay. Like what kind of spice? Like a baking spice or
like
black pepper?
More like a baking spice. Like okay. A cinnamony kind of smell almost.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Should we try it and see what we think?
Mm-hmm. Oh. What is wrong?
Yeah, we lost it. Okay. What do you? I'll tell you what I'm tasting. To me, it tastes like cherry juice. Like really sweet. Tart, yeah. Sweet and tart, kind of cherry juice.
Yeah, it's not super complex. Complex. Yeah, it is sort of, it's sort of thin. Mm-hmm. It's not that big, bold.
It's actually not.
No, it's not even very tannic.
No, it doesn't really have that big, flabby. Well, no. It's a little flabby. I think it is a little flabby, but it doesn't have like a super big mouth feel.
I'm not getting that either.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I mean,
it's tannic. Like it's
now I'm getting that a little bit more.
It's cleaning off the tongue. It's not acidy.
Not at all.
It's like,
and actually, it smells fruitier. I'm not getting as much fruit,
mm-hmm.
but it's just not. It's just thinner than I would expect to.
There's not a lot going on.
Hmm.
You know, it's like, I would say it's an easy drinking wine.
Yeah.
It's very easy drinking. Like there is nothing
overly offensive.
No, not at all. No. There's nothing like where you're going to go, oh my God, I can't drink this wine.
No.
It's not really my style, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Yeah. But I think what you're getting at is right. If you like a big, bold Cabernet, I'm not actually
you
sure.
You might be underwhelmed.
I'm not sure it's going to do it for you.
Yeah. But would you eat with it or pair with it?
That's a really good question. Kind of thinking like a pizza, like something not fancy, you know?
Yeah, it's not very fancy.
Yeah.
This is not like an elegant, you'd go to a fancy restaurant and order.
No. I could, actually, it's kind of like, to me, it's like grilled cheese. Grilled cheese with it. Or mac
quesadilla.
And cheese. Or quesadilla.
Cheese quesadilla.
It's just not like it's like
so it's not a red meat wine then, you know.
Not
think?
Really. I mean, I guess you could have red meat with it, but I don't know that it's gonna like stand up super well because there's not a lot going on.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
I think if you were just going out like cocktail Tuesday night, you want to just serve a glass of wine like to some you'll be fine. It's fine.
But I'm just thinking it actually might not be bad for like a crowd pleaser wine, because I don't think that the Cabernet lovers, they may not love it, but like other people who don't love Cabernet might be okay with it too.
Yeah.
And it's a big bottle. It's a great price point. Mm-hmm. So might not be a terrible option.
No.
For a party, like, if you're having a big party.
I agree with you. 100% agree. Like backyard barbecue, grill, cookout. You're having a cookout.
Yeah.
And you're just serving some wine and you're like for $8 for two bottle equivalent? Why not? Serve
right.
it.
Right.
What would you eat with it?
Well, I'm kind of in the same boat. I mean, I could do some like
with the boat.
I know. I'm always in a boat. I'm trying to hint something to you.
I don't want a boat. I do not want a boat.
I don't want a boat either, but we could go on a boat. Mm. No.
I want a boat.
I thought we were going to Hawaii. You wanted to drive.
We're driving. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Yes. Okay. What would you eat?
I would do, like, you could do like a alia olia, I'm thinking.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Oh, my God.
Alia olia.
Yeah, just really? Something. I'm just, yeah, like a lighter pasta, I'm thinking. Really? I don't know why. That's what I'm seeing.
Seeing or tasting?
Both.
Imagining.
Imagining.
Both. Well, like a creamy sauce kind of thing, too, or no?
No, not really. I don't know if I would do a cream sauce, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just hungry for pasta.
I think it's a sandwich wine. I'm not kidding. I think it's a sandwich wine. Chicken sandwich.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay. What about like a pork tenderloin?
Sure.
Okay.
Live it up. Why not?
Teriyaki chicken?
Maybe.
Yeah. No, not really good.
It's not a super, super food wine. It's okay. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the ratings we're going to give it. Now, as a reminder, on our rating scale, we rate on a scale of 1 to 10, where 7 and above says, hey, we're going to buy this wine. And 4 below means, hey, we're not going to buy this wine. And 5 or 6 means, well, I'll probably drink it, but I won't pour it down the sink, but I'm probably not going to buy it. Okay?
All right.
And so what would you rate this wine?
I'm going to give it a 5.
I'm with you. I think it's a solid 5.
Okay.
I think it's a solid 5.
I don't know why I just wooed that, exciting. But like, I was just doing that because we had the same rating.
No, I think it's a solid 5. Like, it's not I don't know, I'm teetering between a 5 and a 4 or a 5 and a 3. No, it's solid 5.
Right.
I would drink it. If I'm at a party or, you know, wedding reception and somebody's serving this wine, I'm going to drink it.
Right.
I'm not going to pour it.
I'm with you.
Maybe if there was something else, I'd probably try something else, mm-hmm. right? Like, hey, maybe I like this better. But there's a lot worse you can do.
Yes.
It's not offensive. It's an easy drinker. I'm not going to go out and buy it, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay. If you serve this to me, I'm fine.
Okay,
I'm totally fine.
I'm so with you. And I just, going back to the price point, for an event.
How do you get it wrong? How do you get that wrong?
Truly. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what it's got really going for it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. This is, and actually, it's kind of cool that we gave the first one a 5, because it's middling, you know? So I'm curious to see how these other two kind of stack up to it.
I agree.
I'm excited about this. Okay. So we're going to take a little pause. We're going to clean out our glasses, and we're going to try our next bottle of wine in the Kirkland Signature Brand Cabernet Wine Challenge. I almost said Chardonnay again.
I know. Okay. Wow.
Okay, we are back and we're ready to try our next wine. And so I'll read it while you smell it, Carmela. Okay. This is Kirkland Signature Columbia Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. So the wine is from Washington State, right here in the great state of Washington in the Columbia Valley. Again, the producer is Costco, but it's made by Brandon Rice at Milbrandt Vineyards. This is a 2020 as well. This is a whole $8.99, Carmela.
Holy moly.
We did get it at Costco. It's 14.5% alcohol, so it's a lot more. Mm-hmm. It's 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. And this one got a 90 from Decanter. Okay. So what are you smelling?
Well, it's kind of, to me, it's similar to the last one. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm getting a little more cherry on this one, though.
I think this one's a little bit more complex. Okay. I'm getting a little rose on it as well. I got cherry, definitely. I'm getting some rose on it.
Okay.
As I kind of swirl it around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty. Really
it's pretty,
dark.
And the bottle was kind of nice, too. I kind of like the bottle. Yeah. I think it's like you kind of expect these, you know, Kirkland Signature to be a little bit plain and kind of boring, but this is a kind of a pretty bottle,
right.
And it's a pretty wine.
It's like a very the wine comes out very wine. Pretty. Yeah, I like it's very dark.
Mm-hmm.
Cabernet is usually pretty dark.
Yeah, but not, it's not inky. It's dark, but not kind of inky.
I don't think. No, it's very pretty.
I'm getting a little smoke on it.
Okay.
Maybe a little wood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like this to me has got a little bit of that maybe cigar boxy kind of smell to it.
Yes, but I'm also getting kind of that tobacco.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying cigar box.
Yeah, a little bit of sweet in it, you know, mm-hmm. a little sweet and spice.
Yeah, let's try it and see what we think. Hmm, not bad.
Ooh, it's bigger.
Yeah, I like
for
it.
For sure.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to keep tasting it. It's super tannic.
Yeah, it is. Much more.
It's like...
The whole thing is mm-hmm. bigger and I think this one feels flabbier to me.
Flabbier or yeah. just bigger?
Bigger and flabbier. Like it not in a positive way.
See, I don't think this is flabby.
Oh, really?
I actually don't think this is flabby I think the high alcohol, like high alcohol helps with tannin. It keeps it from being as flabby. So I think it's actually a little tighter. I think it's got good mouthfeel, but it's tighter. It doesn't feel like it's flopping all over your mouth. It's kind of tight. Oh,
okay. I can feel
compared
that.
To the last one. I think.
Feel it.
Yeah. What else are you tasting?
It is like this is far. The other one was just kind of thin and like you were talking about being cherry juice. This one tastes like wine. Mm-hmm. Like it's truly a Cabernet.
Mm-hmm. It's a nicer experience. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it much more.
Yeah, it's definitely like I like that. It's definitely a Cabernet experience where you could just sip on this and feel as if you're like and really enjoying a good glass of wine.
Yeah, and I think if you like hid the Kirkland signature on this, you could serve this at a nice dinner, and I think people would be like, "Oh, that's a good wine. I like that wine."
Right.
I think this is a wine that people would go, "This is pretty darn good. Like, I like this wine." Mm-hmm, so I'm kind of liking it.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that it's a Cabernet Sauvignon. This is my point. It's a little bit softer. It's I don't feel like it's punching you in the face.
Bam. No,
because I don't think it's super like high alcohol, like blam blam. I think it's got high alcohol, but it feels balanced.
I agree.
I almost wonder if it has some other grape in it.
But
it,
you said it's
it doesn't. But it almost feels like they mellowed it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would you eat with this wine?
Well, I definitely think you can do a richer dish with this.
For sure.
It doesn't have to be.
You could have a steak.
Yeah.
You could have barbecue.
I totally agree.
You could have red meat. You could.
Yeah.
But it's very much a red meat. This feels like a red meat wine.
I agree.
Steak and potatoes. Steak frites. Like, it would be good.
Pot roast.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, it would be so. Actually, this is a nice fall winter wine,
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is a good comfort food
or
wine.
Or gravy, like a really, like a nice gravy, like what you guys do when we have a roast or a flank, or that would be really good with this.
I'm getting a little bit like almost licorice-y, almost like a black licorice almost on it.
A little anise.
Maybe a little red, but maybe a little more black licorice on it. Mm-hmm. It's nice. I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. What else would you have with it? You said a steak. Oh, you said potatoes.
I said red. I think it's a red meat. I think it's an American dinner wine. But remember when we went to London and we did the Sunday roast?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
This would also go really well with a Sunday roast.
Yeah, it would be very nice.
Because that's like they do the meat and veg and the Yorkshire pudding. And I think it would go really well.
Yeah, this would be good. This would be tasty.
It would hold up. So what rating are you going to give this wine?
So, it's funny because I just don't. I don't buy Cabernets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if I would buy. I'm trying to decide if I'd buy this for a Cabernet lover or not. I'm trying to decide. So I know, here I go, between a 6 and a 7.
Well, you can't
I think I'm going to pull back. I think I'm just going to give it a 6.
Okay.
Perhaps after the next one.
We reserve the right to change our ratings.
Right. So solid 6 this time.
I'm giving it a solid 7.
Okay.
I think I would buy this wine.
Okay.
I enjoy it for a Cabernet Sauvignon. Like, if I'm going to have a Cabernet Sauvignon, this is kind of the style that I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more mellow. It's got good flavor. It's got good body. It's got a good feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, like, overpowering. It's not like, oh, I can't take it. Like, I can't take anymore. It's giving me a headache.
Yeah, it's not one that you have a sip or two and you're like, I'm done. Like, this is, I've already had a glass of wine.
Yeah, so to me, this has a little bit of subtlety to it. It has some complexity to it. I think it's a nice wine. I like it.
Oh, good.
So I'm giving it a 7. I'm giving it a solid 7. And a 7 is not a bad rating. Like,
no.
It feels like, oh, what? 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10 is like, we're buying this wine.
Right.
I'm buying this wine. You may not buy it.
You go and buy it.
I'm going to go.
You already bought it.
I bought it. I did buy it. So there you go.
Okay.
Ha, ha, ha. All right. Let's take a break and we're going to try our last wine. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's do it. Okay, we are back and we're ready to try our last wine. This is the Kirkland Signature K-Vine Waluke Slope Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon. It's from Washington State, again, Columbia Valley. This is also Costco, but again, a Charles Smith wine. It says it right on the bottle. This is a 2020 as well. This one is a whole $13.99. It's like breaking the bank.
Oh, boy.
Again, at Costco, 14% alcohol, so a little bit lower, 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. This is the one that James Suckling. Jimmy James gave it a 91. What are you smelling, Carmela?
It's nice.
It's different. It's different than the other two. The other two you said smelled kind of similarly. I agree. To me, this is like...
Yeah, what are you smelling?
Plum.
Yes. Yeah.
Very much plum. Mm-hmm. And I think also like a ripe red cherry.
Yes. Like red fruits, for sure.
Not as dark to me of a cherry, like a ripe...
A little lighter?
Yeah, like a real ripe red cherry.
Mm. Let's see.
I'm getting... There's some...
A little bit of spice on it,
Yeah, there's something on
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Almost like... like a little... I mean, there's some licorice-y smell to it.
You know
it.
What I'm getting a little bit, too?
What?
You know, sometimes they talk about like pencil, like a sharpened pencil.
Oh, ooh.
Are you getting that at all?
A little bit.
Like there's a little wood or
pencil,
but it's a little
end,
more
like,
when you're... like a pencil.
Yeah. Hmm. Like the shavings or like the lead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of both. I'm actually getting a little bit of like a little bit of that. I don't know if it's tobacco or tar or some. There's something rich, you know, like that kind of richer smell too.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I think it's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Let's taste it and see what we think.
Okay.
Hmm. Ooh, that's nice.
Ooh.
It's rich.
It's rich, but it's smooth.
It's very smooth.
Much smoother than most Cabernets that we have had, I think.
Yeah, it's different than the last one. The last one to me had like was a little like sharper. This one's a little smoother.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice fruit flavor, cherry, plum, maybe
a little bit of it's like tart at the end though.
Almost currant or blackberry or something.
A little bit, kind of a little tart.
That's like what I'm saying. Yes, that's what I was saying, a currant.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, you know, a blackberry has that kind of tartness to it.
And it's definitely tannic. Like that's
very tannic.
Yeah.
Which, but I think it also has a little acid on it. I think it does have a little acid.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but a little.
Just a little bit. I think it kind of balances it out.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm kind of liking it.
Yeah.
Maybe James Suckling wasn't so sucky
on
this one.
Oh, good job, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. What would you eat with this wine?
I think, and I don't even have this very often, but I do think this would be good with a burger, but I think it could be a little more sophisticated than the other two.
Yeah.
You could have a nice, I think you'd have a steak with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's similar lineup.
Foods that you have to the last one, like a nice roast.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see even like, you know, sometimes we do like sausage and peppers. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Be really good with that. You know, sometimes me or your dad will make the bracciole, like the big one with the flank. Teriyaki flank, really good.
This would be, I think, good too with a nice Italian, like just like a spaghetti and meatballs.
Lasagna. Bolognese
with like
sauce.
A meat sauce.
Yeah,
yeah,
really good. And a fried, like I think good with like a, like an eggplant parmigiana or something. I think it'd be good.
That would be really good.
It's a pretty good wine.
I'm enjoying this.
It's not like, again, these styles of wine, the Cabernet Sauvignons, to me, they're not as like elegant. That sounds stupid. But like a Pinot to me is a little bit like, I don't know. There's something a little bit different about that.
Is this kind of a party? You think Cabernet is a little more party?
Yeah, I think it's like, it's like a mullet.
What?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Wow. But I think some people, like this is a highfalutin wine sometimes, the Cabernets. I don't find it ultra casual.
I'm totally getting that like wood pencil. There's something about it in that box.
Little lead.
There's something in there. It's nice though. I like it. Like that sounds like a weird taste. Like, oh, it tastes like pencil, but it's like, it's good. It's
sometimes that is something that sometimes those smells, even though they seem a little odd.
Odd, yeah.
They do taste good when combined with something else.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. So what I agree with you. What rating? Kind of like me. Kind of weird. What rating would you give
That's
this wine,
why
Carmella?
I like it.
What would you give?
I'm going to give it a 7.
Ooh, a solid 7 or like a sort of a 7?
No, I'm going to give it a solid 7. I would buy, out of the three, I would buy this one hands down. And this one, I would serve and offer it to a Cabernet buddy of mine. I have all these Cabernet buddies. Yeah. So.
But of the three, I think this one is the most like Cabernet-y to me. Like it's the one that's like, oh, bigger, bolder, rounder.
Right. Your Cabernet friends will really enjoy this.
Ooh, I'm getting that. Like there's definitely that taste.
It's hanging around. But in it also is the Cabernets too. I feel like you can taste them for a while. Like, again, the whole meal idea.
But see, I don't think the middle one, I don't think the Columbia Valley was that way.
I think
it was cleaner.
Well, not the first one really either. The first one was sort of thin.
Right. But I'm saying just it didn't linger as long, the middle one. I'm going to give this a 7 as well.
Okay.
Between the two, I don't know. I think you're right. Like, I think if I were going to serve a wine to a Cabernet fan, probably serve this one. If I were going to serve a wine to myself, probably the Columbia Valley.
Okay.
So which of these are you finishing tonight?
Ooh, well, you just answered.
I think you're doing the K.
Yeah, I think because you're going to do the second.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Columbia Valley.
And if anybody needs several glasses of Cabernet,
we've got lots of, come on over.
Come on down.
Come on down.
Because we got a large, large bottle that can be all yours.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do the, it's true. Come on over, call us, give us a call. Don't call us, actually. Leave us a voicemail. No, well, you can on our website, but you can email us or whatever, DM us.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
say you want some wine, okay?
Yeah, get that's all I have to do. Just yell out the window, wine, please.
Okay, so here are the taste profiles expected from a Cabernet Sauvignon. A typical Cabernet Sauvignon, well, a classic flavors are black cherry, black currant, cedar, baking spices, and graphite, which is pencil.
Mm.
California, black currant, black berry, pencil lead, tobacco, mint. Others include plum, black pepper, vanilla, and licorice.
Wow.
I think
okay.
we got all those.
Yeah,
here's what they say about the, from tastings.com, about the Kirkland Signature California Cabernet, the first one. Aromas and flavors of berry souffle, chocolate mousse, caramel flan, and honey roasted nuts with a slightly chewy, vibrant, fruity, medium body. And okay, that's just
what
silly.
What is going
that's silly.
On?
Souffle. Come
I've
on.
Never even
a
heard of
berry
those.
Souffle. Chocolate mousse and the caramel flan? No.
Wait a minute. I want to try that wine.
I'm not buying it.
We just did, huh?
I'm not trying it. Oh, I'm not buying it. I'm trying it. Okay. The Columbia Valley. This is what they say on the bottle. Notes of black currant, spice, and vanilla.
Hmm.
And then from tasting.com, violet color. Aromas of black cherry, cranberry juice, okay, espresso beans, cedar, and grilled bell pepper with a satiny, bright, dry, medium to full body finish. Or
how do you
whatever.
Get espresso beans they and also, grilled pepper?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It says black cherry, which is currant, black currant, pipe tobacco, bell pepper, and watermelon bubble yum finish with medium
what?
Clunky woody tannins and light oak flavor. Okay.
It's a clunky wine.
I don't know. We did get some of those. And then from the K Vine from Vino Pointer, they say the nose is all spice and earth with notes of dark red fruit. Tannins and acidity are medium and in a nice balance. Finishes with notes of black cherry, mocha, and blackberries.
Hmm.
This is a classic Washington State cab. Now, here's what James Suckling said, which is, he's going to, different. Aromas of silky cassis, black currant, right? Black plum, and pencil shavings. A silky journey of the palate with boysenberry, cigar box, suede, saddle leather.
You and Jimmy have something in common.
Yes, we do. Sorry, Jim.
Know.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Is that maybe he is?
We're actually buddies. We're actually buddies.
When it comes down to it, we are friends.
We are friends. Carmela, what did you think of this Kirkland Signature? Wait, Costco Kirkland Signature brand Cabernet Challenge.
I loved it. I loved I loved the whole idea of going to Costco and
Costco
getting
wine.
These wines.
Wines too.
And drinking them up. And
drinking
they're from
three.
Kirkland.
Kirkland 4.
I mean, they're from Costco, but they're
Costco
Kirkland
5.
Signature.
Signature
and
6.
I love it all.
Loved it 7.
Woo!
All
can
right.
we do this again next week?
We're doing it again next week. No, we're not going to do it again next week. We're going on a trip. Okay.
True.
All right. Well, I had fun, too. I think, to me, really fun to try different styles of Cabernet Sauvignons, because you really do get, like, it's funny, a Cabernet, there's definitely a style to Cabernet Sauvignon, but these are three different wines.
For sure.
Like, you couldn't, if you tasted all three blind, you may say, I don't even know if they're the same grape, necessarily.
Right. Well, the nice thing is we've reviewed three now, and then if somebody's like, oh, I really agree with, you know, Carmela or Joe on these wines, or like on wines, then I'll know to buy these ones or not.
Or the opposite, right?
Exactly.
I really think
I mean.
their palates are crap.
Right. So we're doing a little homework for you.
There you go.
And hopefully that helps.
Yes. Amen. All right. So we want to thank you very much for listening to us. This is the Wine Pair Podcast. And while you're thinking about it, please subscribe to our podcast so you never miss one of these scintillating Costco, these challenges.
Wow.
And give us a nice rating and review while you're thinking about it. That would be really nice. We would love to hear from you. We've got a lot of wine we would like for you to pick up.
Please.
You can reach out to us on our website, thewinepairpodcast.com. You can email us at joe@thewinepairpodcast.com. And you can follow us on Instagram. You can reach out to us. You can DM us. We will respond to you, by the way. And we want to thank you for listening to the Wine Pair Podcast. And we'll see you next time. And you have something on your mind, Carmela?
No.
Okay. You
no,
give
I'm
a
just
look.
Trying to. I can't figure you out. I'm just,
why?
I don't know. I just,
what's going on?
I'm just watching you.
Okay,
is that
that's
okay?
Weird. I don't know. It's on.
No,
okay.
I'm admiring you.
Oh, God. All right. And as we like to say.
You don't like to be admired?
No, I don't. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Okay. And as we like to say, life is short. So stop drinking shitty wine. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao. And the happy ending.